You've heard about copper being stripped from homes, but what about manhole covers, catalytic converters, even a statue of the crucified Christ? Welcome to the world of scrap metal theft in Michigan cities. A package of scrap metal bills was just passed in a state house panel, which means they next go to the full house for consideration. These bills call for stricter identification requirements and traceable payments for all scrap metal transactions. Well, Nancy Derringer reported on this problem for Bridge Magazine, and she joins us now. Nancy, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Cindy.
So how widespread is the problem of metal piracy throughout the state of Michigan?
I think it reaches virtually every corner of the state. If you just kind of do a little Googling around, you can find some truly outrageous cases of blatant thievery of not scrap metal. I mean, it becomes scrap metal once it's stolen.
Yes.
But I mean, necessary metal. I've heard of summer colonies of, you know, cottages where people pull their docks out, their aluminum docks out, and stack them, you know, perhaps at the lakeside and find their docks have been stolen. I believe there was a case not too long ago, I'd have to look it up again, where bleachers were stolen from a high school football stadium. You know,
people show up and bleachers are gone.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, it's brazen.
It's very brazen. I mean, these folks really know what they're looking for. And in the case of the Statue of Christ, now that happened 5 years ago, I used it because it was such a perfect example. But it's, you know, that it was a green statue.
So it looked copper, right?
Yeah, it looked like, you know, the Statue of Liberty green. It looked like old copper. And, you know, they just came and took it. And then I think when they realized it was actually plaster, they just dumped it in some bushes and it was found a couple days later. But what an image.
Let's not even talk about the karma that goes with that.
Exactly.
Nancy, is this mainly an urban problem or is this suburban and rural as well?
Well, it's not an urban problem. And it's not a Detroit problem and it's not a Detroit and Flint problem. Mm-hmm. It's really all over the state. And I've heard that one of the voices that's starting to speak up asking that something be done are farmers, because farmers are finding, you know, their equipment is missing. The railroads, there are metal counterweights on the crossing arms at crossings that have been stolen. And of course, when that happens, the arms no longer go up. And then people just get into the habit of driving around them. And
so now we're talking horrendous safety risks.
Oh, yeah. There's enormous safety risks here.
And is this going up? Is it something where if we were talking about this issue 20 years ago, it would have been more sporadic?
Yes, I believe so. I think that it's the price of these metals has skyrocketed. And as that has happened, then that leads to, you know, people essentially becoming almost like urban miners. I've actually heard that term among some people, urban miners. I, you know, others might prefer something more like jackals, but, you know, it's
yes,
the same idea.
Yes. So we have this package of bills now that calls for more regulation. I would imagine the scrap metal dealers are saying, hey, they're coming to us.
Yeah. What we have here is a fundamental clash between the vast majority of metal dealers who are honest and who feel that they're already regulated enough versus the people who are having their things stolen, who want more regulation. Mm. And, of course, you know, everyone is blaming the 5% of bad actors out there who accept this stuff. I mean, you have to think, you know, I believe one of the sources in my story said when somebody comes in with manhole covers, and if you've ever been in Detroit, they all say City of Detroit on
them.
They do. Manhole covers and catalytic converters. I mean, it's a pretty safe bet that these are stolen goods, but somebody's taking them.
And paying for them.
Yeah, yes. And paying for them. Now, you talk to the people in the industry, and they say, I would never accept something like that in my yard. But they're going somewhere. So,
So
the question is, do you then regulate more heavily the entire industry or what? And of course, the industry pushes back and says this is a law enforcement problem. Mm. And, you know, in Detroit anyway, law enforcement has its hands full with crimes against flesh and blood, much less real estate. So they're, you know, the industry wants more money for law enforcement, but the people who are getting their things stolen say this has to be, they have to be part of the solution.
Well, because it seems that if these pirates, if there's a disincentive in the terms of having to procure documentation or prove where this came from and that it was legal,
I could imagine that cuts it down for the pirates.
Yes, it does. Although there's already regulation that says that if you bring in certain highly scrapped metals like copper, you do have to sign a piece of paper that says that, you know, it was legally, where did you get it and did you get it legally? Because, you know, they don't want to cut down on, some people do this for a living and do it legitimately. I mean, I don't know if you have trash pickers in your neighborhood, but, you know, they're certainly in our neighborhood and they go up and down on trash morning or the night before and they go through piles and they look for stuff that they can sell. And that's okay and that's fine. It's,
but that's totally different than coming home and finding out your catalytic converter had been taken
right.
from your parked car.
Exactly.
Or your dock's missing.
And you know, what a recent package of bills in the House tried to do was say, look, we're all going to have to do a little more. And, you know, the industry is going to have to do a little more. And, you know, the industry just kind of said, we feel like we're doing enough. And so that's where the conflict came.
Nancy, what kind of money can be made? I mean, what are they getting per pound?
That's a good question. I know that it's not a lot. It depends on what you bring in. You know, I had one guy say, do you know how little copper is in, you know, a length of wiring. I mean, you have to steal an awful lot of it. But I've also heard that a catalytic converter is, you know, a couple $100. It depends on, you know, what you bring in, what condition it's in, you know, what the price is on any given day. But, you know, just the anecdotal stories that you hear from people is amazing. I mean, a home rehabber told me that he routinely pays basically street people, you know, down on their luck street people to sleep in a house that he is working on until he can get a tenant in there just with a flat. He said, and he pays them in cigarettes, pizzas, you know, and a few bucks and a sleeping bag and a flashlight. And that's what they're there for, is to guard the house against metal theft.
And that seems to be the key. As long as someone's there, you're probably okay.
Probably, but not necessarily.
So if you own a building or you are the pastor of that church or... what recourse do you have?
Well, I think the Andy Arena, who's the head of the Detroit Crime Commission, said, you know, the alternative is 24/7 security. Now, maybe an institution can do that or a large business or something like that, or they can have dogs or whatever else they need. But if you own a house, you just don't have those kind of resources.
Well, it's an interesting, interesting story. Nancy Derringer's piece is online at bridgemi.com. Nancy, thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
It's always great to be here, Cindy. Thanks.